Jesus is a heartbeat. Blood inside of my belly. The life inside of my
Father, we just thank you. We bless you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus. Hello, everyone. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio. This is Kingdom Keys, the Spirit, Soul, and Body series. And we are very thankful for God today. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In the name of Jesus. We worship you. We glorify you. In the name of Jesus. Narama, Yoroni, Okoromo, Yoroni, Okoroma, my Kirini. Narama, Naitarama, my Kuromo, Yoroni, Okoroma, my Tar. Narama, Yoroni, Okoromo, Tarama, Yoroni, Okoromo. Narama, Naitarama, Yoroni, Okoromo. Narama, Yoroni, Tarama, Yoroni. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In the name of Jesus. So we just want to thank God for today. We have a topic as the year comes to an end. Many things can be said at the end. You can add other phrases, but I just wanted to encourage ourselves today. You know, the year, of course, is coming to an end, and we want to end well, and we want to say, Lord, we thank you for the year. So a couple of things we need to talk about as the year comes to an end. You realize that many will not end well. Many will not cross over. But you will cross over. You will end well. In the name of Jesus. I say you will cross over and you will end well. Satan cannot keep us bound. He will not keep us here, but you will cross over and you will end well. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Last week, we talked about a couple of very important areas of Christian living. Remembering those who are nothing, those who are orphans, widows, poor, those we just step over. They are very important. They are key targets in our lives. They are very important in our lives. How we'll be able to move forward. The blessing. And when you check back on your record, you might see some of them. They have played a significant part in your journey. So you discover that life is so interesting. So as this year goes to an end, it's a time for testimony, my dear brother, my dear sister. It's a time of what? Testimony. You know, the Lord said in his book, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, he said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Who is the him? Satan. Whatever name is called, devil, Lucifer, whatever name. But they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And of course, you know who is the Lamb. And by the word of their testimonies. And they did not love their lives to the death. Not really about our lives, but about the lives of others. Knowing who we are serving. Knowing that he's there for us at all times. It's a time for testimony. It might be a good testimony. It might be a bad testimony. But we give glory to God. God can use any testimony to achieve his purpose. Testimony, it might sound bad in the hearing, but God can always use it. Turns out to be the best thing that has ever happened. Hallelujah. But we give glory to him because he is good. He's a good God. It is the demon or the devil or the Satan that is bad. His intention to steal and kill to destroy us. So we should realize this significant aspect of our Christian living. The God is here. He has come to dwell with us. He has come to live with us. He has come to give us an abundant life. John 10:10. And he wants us to continue to plug in with him. Without him, we can do nothing. We cannot achieve all that we have achieved for the past year. It is with him we are able to do much. Now, you see many of our brothers and sisters who did not actually plug in well. Even you that plug in well, it's hard not to talk of this. You did not plug in to Jesus Christ. It's so much trouble. But we want to intentionally remember those who have helped us all the way, or who's helping us still all the way to the end of the year, and even beyond, beginning the year 2020. Hallelujah. And of course, you know, the first person we need to remember is our God, who has given us life. Without life, we are not here. Without life, we are not here. Yesterday, I was passing on the highway yesterday, and it's just, I haven't seen this kind of accident in my life. I haven't seen it. Several vehicles just pounded and pounded. And one of the car, this 18-wheeler, took one of the small car and dragged the small car on the road, used it to pound other cars, and squeeze the car to the medium, like you take a pancake. You know, when you make a pancake, you pound. That is the way the 18-wheeler pounded. You can imagine a car being smashed to the medium of the wall separating other car from the other car. And you can imagine who was there. That is the problem we are, you see. So, but you will end where in the name of Jesus. You will end well in the name of Jesus. Accident will not be our portion towards the end of this year in the name of Jesus. Satan will not have his way in our life, in our family, in our children towards the end of this year in the name of Jesus. Satan will not have our family, will not have our career, will not have our business, will not have our employee. The work we are doing, those of us who are going to school, our children, our youth, devil will not have his way in them as this year comes to an end in the name of Jesus. You will have good health towards the end of this year in the name of Jesus. Satan will not have his way in the name of Jesus. You are protected, you are his children, you are God's children in the name of Jesus. God loves you, and he will continue to love you no matter what, in the name of Jesus. Yes, just wanted to encourage ourselves today. Hallelujah. So let's continue to remember him, because he is the one that protects. We discover that many times we cannot even protect ourselves. You can imagine when we lie down on the bed, when we sleep off, who is there to guide? Who is there? We just lose all our hands, our legs, and that's it. Close. And maybe if you are so rich, you employ people to stay on the door to protect the door, people coming in. Maybe you are so rich, you put a gate, a high wall gate, in such a way that the thief would not come in, right? They would not come in. Yeah, we have tried all that, but the kind of battle we fight is not flesh and blood, principalities, spirits, spiritual wickedness in high places. There are wars we fight when we lie down, when we don't know where we go, when we are dreaming. Many of us have been beaten in a dream. Many of us have been killed in a dream. And all we just come to see is in the real coming to a reality. The battle is already been defeated. Or the battle has already been won in a dream. You realize the kind of dream we dream. You see people pursuing people. You see people all kinds of situations in a dream. And yet the Lord in his mercy protect us, guide us, and continue to guide us, because he's a loving Father. He is our protector. He's Jehovah Nissi. He will continue to keep us with his covering. He provides. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. He will continue to provide. And if this is for us, who will be against us? He is Jehovah Shammah. He will always continue to guide us. He will always continue to be with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will always be here. He will always be with us. Hallelujah. If God is for us, who can be against us? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we honor you. You are so glorious. There's none like you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our friend. He's a friend that is so near to us. And he's our Father as well. Mm-hmm. He's our Father. He always provides for us. He always heals our body. And he owns us. We are his children. He has come to dwell with us. Let's remember that very part that is in us. Life, the moment we give our life to him, we are no longer living by ourselves. We now intentionally want to live for him. Why? Because he is in us. We are no longer just alone. He's with us. He's leading us. We follow. And he tells us, do this. We say, yes, sir. He say, pass this road. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Do this. Yes, sir. And he loves that. See? So, but the moment we want to take control, when we don't seek, and the consequences, we cannot even say. And he backs up. But when you call upon him, and he comes in, isn't that amazing? It's very amazing. So let us remember that he is the one that protects. He's the one who is going to protect us throughout our journey. He's the one that is going to lead us. He's the one that is going to guide us. He's the one that continues to provide. He's the one that gives us the skills, the abilities. Whatever we have done for the year is because of him. And he's the one that made us worthy to be able to go out there and be able to come in. We need to be able to appreciate him. Appreciate him. Give glory to him for what he has done. Tell of what the Lord has done. Testimony time. What the Lord has done. It's a great time for blessing. Great time for remembering what the Lord has done. Great things he has done in our lives. And he continues to do greater things Hallelujah. So, having said that, let's talk about people now. Let's remember those who have helped us as well. People like your wife, if you are married, your husband, church, your ministries, the people in the ministry, ushers, everybody is significant. You know, without those people, the administration will not work. Every part has to play a part in the body. So they are also to be remembered. Remember our business, our partners, our ministry partners, people in our career, ministry, KIFM, ministry, our partners. We appreciate you so much. And excuse me. Ministers, we appreciate you as well. And Reverend Dr. Donna, I personally appreciate you for this platform. You saw what God has put in me, and you called me to be part of this ministry. I really want to use this opportunity to thank you for the great opportunity and the great platform. And not only that, believing in me that I can be a part of this ministry, and believing in me that I will be able to do it with the grace of God, and believing that I will be able to be a faithful minister of God. You did not look at my inadequacy, my failure, and all the negative things, because I'm just a human being like any person else. But you trusted me, and I just want to appreciate you for all that you have done. And God will continue to bless you and your husband, and every other members of your family. This ministry will continue to grow every day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's also remember people in your school, your principal, your co-student, your teachers, and so on and so forth, your employees, if you are an employer, your co-employees, and so on and so forth, can continue to name them. Let's remember everyone. Let's appreciate them. If possible, reward them. Hallelujah. Reward them. Hallelujah. And bless them in the name of Jesus. It's so important. One of the things you recall in this journey, you realize that there were challenges on the way. There were challenges on the way. Some of them are very difficult to even talk about. Some of them may be easy. Some of us may have experienced difficult situations and affliction, sickness, whatsoever. Let me go to this 2 Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy, okay? 2 Timothy, okay? 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's start from verse 10, okay? Verse 10. Now, Paul is admonishing Timothy, one of his co-ministers. Actually, he's his own son in the spirit. And he was advising him on life matters. So now I'm going to read. He said from verse 10 of chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 10. He said, but you have carefully followed my doctrine. See, many it has been his son. He said, you have carefully followed. If you have not been following, he cannot say you have carefully followed. He has been an obedient son. He's been following his teaching. He's been following his advice. He's been following whatever he says. And he said, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution I endure. See, these are the things that happened to Paul. And when you look throughout this list, you might find out there are some that may have been a part of us that we may have been attacked with. Many of us may have be faced with perseverance in things that were so difficult, that endurance is so challenging, and some of us may have been afflicted. And affliction can take all kinds of types. Can take all kinds of shapes, manner, or circumstances. Some might be sickness, some might be lack of this, lack of that, disappointment, no children, and all. So many. So, and which happened to him? See, and he listed where all this happened. But the good news is that the Lord made him endure it. That is, they all came and they all passed. Challenges will come and it will pass. It will come to pass. It's going to come to pass in our life. And we are able to now comfort those who also will be able to withstand and endure similar affliction or persecution or long suffering or whatever the case might be. And it has not ended. He said, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me. So the Lord will deliver us. The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will deliver me. The Lord will deliver everyone that is passing through all these kinds of situations. He will deliver. Yes. He will deliver. Even if we've done things that we are not supposed to do, he still delivers. He will deliver as long as we come to him. We have to come to him. We have to recognize. Just in your heart, come to him. In our fellowship, come to him. And of course, you know, our dealing with our God is a relationship. It's not matter of a church. I'm not saying don't go to church, or matter of religion. I'm not saying you don't go to any religion, but the key part I'm talking about is a relationship. Knowing who you are serving, knowing who your God is, serving him day and night, serving him whether good or bad, is a relationship. It will not be good, but are you still with him? It's rough. Are you still with him? Are you still serving him? Are you still worshiping him? Are you still reading your Bible? Are you still praying? That is the relationship is talking about. When somebody who will be there 24/7, somebody who will call, somebody who will acknowledge, whether bad, whether good, it's a relationship. It's not a question of just going to a place, you pray, then you come home. That's it, till next Sunday. No, it's not like that. That's not a relationship. Relationship is all continuously. You know, when we have a best friend, right? You know, when you have a best friend, you always like to go there every day. You want to talk, you want to be together, you want to chat, just chatting. Sometimes even the chatting is baseless. Just talk, right? Just keep talking. Just see each other's face. Say, how was your day, my friend? Started on seeing each other. So important to him as well. Hallelujah. Okay. So developing a relationship, so important in our life. Relationship with him, knowing that he is always keeping us to this time. Knowing that he is here, he will never leave us, he will never forsake us. Knowing that he is the one that protects. We are not even strong to protect ourselves, and we ask you. He's the one that guides us. We are in the midst of that heavy traffic. He's the one that guides us. He's the one that protects us. He's the one that will say, now it's time for you to go out. Go and everything will be okay. Remember what I was trying to say many things at the same time. Remember the message last week? I use 1 Samuel chapter 30. You realize that David sought the face of God first before he made an attempt to seek the Amalekites. To seek for his family in the midst of the Amalekites. He sought the face of God first, and God said, yes, you go. Now, not a question of you go. He asked God again, now you are asking me to go. If I go, would I be victorious? God said, yes, you will be victorious. So he first of all sought the face of God. So we also need to seek the Spirit of God in our lives. We can't just be moving anyhow. He has not quickened in our hearts to go out, and we just go out on ourselves. The consequences will be tough. So if you intentionally want to go out, ask God, do you really want me to go this place? Do you want me to actually go out? Ask God in your heart. It will tell you. You will see the peace that will come. You will see it. It's just like it will be like you are going to the toilet. You know, when you are going to the toilet, you know it's clear that you want to go to the toilet. It will be like that. You will know that you want to go out, and all will be well. If he has not asked you to go out, you go out, you are on your own. So we need to really seek the face of God, making it a relationship goal as the year comes back. And at the beginning of the year, a relationship, a partnership, partnering with him, being a friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So we talked about you remembering all our friends, the people that have helped us, the people that have been significant in our businesses, in our career, our wives, our husband, They are so important. They are the one that encourages us. They are the one that helped us. They are the one that in our home that welcomes us. They are the one we can chat with at the end of the day when we come home. We are able to talk. They are so important as the year goes to an end. Very, very important. The Lord has placed them within us. And they are not here for fun. They are here as a helper. They are here to complement things that will make life more meaningful. They are here as a foolish things to accomplish his purpose. Remember your enemies as well. They are very significant. Remember your enemies. Our enemies. They are very important in the scheme of things. They will be a tool that God can use to help us tomorrow. Okay? So they can be a tool that God can use tomorrow. You remember, a beggar can be a master tomorrow. Remember, a gate man can be a boss tomorrow. So the enemy we are calling, maybe it's been unruly, it's been unfriendly, it's not somebody we think that they are to. They can be a friend tomorrow. God works in a mysterious way. He can use them tomorrow to be our helper, to bless a divine helper. Remember what I talked about last week also? So when you saw the Egyptians became a key target in David accomplishing is recovering all that the Amalekite has taken. The Egyptians stood a very key part of the story. It was an enemy, but it became what? A very useful tool. Okay, so let's remember them as well, and let's pray for them. Let's realize that it is the enemy who is Satan trying to turn people to be an enemy, to be an unfriendly people, to be able turning them to something. So when we yield ourselves to Satan, we become a tool for his purpose. And we are not to yield ourselves to what? To the enemy. Hallelujah. Verse 12 of that 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 says, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So if you are, like we've said a couple of minutes ago, if you are like in persecution, all kinds of persecution, affliction or whatever, and you see it happening, and you begin to wonder, why is all this happening to me? You see, they will come as long as you are following him. They will come. You see, so Paul mentioned his suffering here to contrast his experience with those of the pleasure-seeking apostles and teachers, the false teachers. See, so Paul told Timothy that people who obey God and live for God will be persecuted. If you are living for God, truly living for God, and obeying God, you will be persecuted. Don't be surprised when people misunderstand you, when people criticize you, when people even try to hurt you because of what you believe and how you live. Don't give up. Continue to live as you know you should. God is the only one you need to please. People, when you begin to live for God, obey God, they will call you names. They will call us all kinds of things. And, you know, you are in the right track. But if we are not experiencing that, it means we are blending with them. We are on the wrong track. We are on the opposite end with God. But when we are on the same track with God, there's no doubt that they will hate us, they will persecute us, they will call us names, they will do all kinds of things to try to distract us so that we don't get focused. But the key is focusing on what the Lord has put in you. Focus on your purpose, the purpose God has given to you. Don't quit. Never give up. Inhale courage. Exhale fear. Never give up. Fight, conquer, and recover all that you, all that the enemy has looted. Receive them hundredfold in the name of Jesus. Remember, we are no longer captives, but we are victors. Hallelujah. So one of the things I need to talk about is that in our walk towards the end, let us not burn bridges. Maybe somebody has not agreed with you. Somebody has not been friendly with you. Somebody has done badly. He has become an enemy. So you will burn that bridge. You will cut it. No, I don't want to deal with that friend anymore. I don't want him anymore. Hey, remove him. I even see somebody just deleting the phone, just remove the phone. No, you don't delete phone number. Then when assuming you want to forgive, where will you see the phone number to call and forgive? You know, in all that I have been saying, forgiveness is a key part. If you don't forgive, He also will not forgive us. If you don't have mercy on people, He also will not have mercy on you. It's pure and simple. We have to forgive. We have to forgive. We have to forgive others. Offense will come. That does not mean we remove the people's phone, touch the phone from our handset, cut down the bridge, call names and all that. We still have to forgive. Forgive others as also forgive you. You know, it comes to this Matthew 22, the book of Matthew. Times are running so fast. Matthew chapter 22, okay? He said, let's go there and see what the Lord is saying. He said, verse 37, Matthew 22, verse 37. He said, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your what? With all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That is the Ten Commandments. Hang on these two advice, on these two law. That is, love the Lord with all your mind, with all your heart, and with all your soul. And the second one is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Loving your neighbor as yourself encompasses forgiveness. You forgive, then we are able to what? Move on. Look at Luke chapter 11, verse 6. It is also in Matthew chapter 6. Luke chapter 11, verse 6. Luke chapter 11. Jesus was praying. He said, "And forgive us," that is verse 4, "and forgive us our sin, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us." That is, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive others who is indebted to us. Everyone, not some, everyone. All is all. Everyone. Everyone means anyone that has come into hurting us, coming into an enemy circle and has become an enemy. The Lord is saying, forgive all. This is his word to us. His direct word to us. Forgiving everyone. And this is where lies the blessing. Forgiving what? Everyone. And when we forgive, he also forgive. And when we have mercy, he also have mercy. So we are adopting the same standard that Jesus has adopted. And we also expect to follow suit, to follow him and operate in the same manner. And when you read from verse 5, it began to give an example of a friend. So we need to forgive. Remove them from your hearts. And there are many, I know it's sometimes very hard. There are difficult situations that we say, very hard, I can't forgive, but we need to forgive. Still, try as much as possible to forgive. Ask God to give you the grace to forgive. Forgive and have peace. Remember, when you then forgive, you discover that you just like lift a load out of yourself. Right now, you don't remember the person anymore. Right now, you are like, oh, you just like every load has been removed. I have seen people forgive. It's like something just like, I don't know how many tons of load removed. You can see the side, the person just like, oh, the load is just too much, wearing. Causing sickness, causing high blood pressure, causing all kinds of symptoms and all, just because of unforgiveness. So please, let's forgive. Go ahead and forgive. Ask God to give you the grace to forgive that person, that husband, that wife, that boss, that employee, that friend, that person that has come to do that kind of stuff. Forgive in the name of Jesus. And for this, not for the sake of any person, but for the sake of Jesus, forgive that person. And when you do, God knows how he will be able to repay you. Just do your part and forgive. Let's release them from that hold. If you put them in a bondage, release them from any bondage, release them from any cage. And when you release them from any bondage, any cage, yours is also released. Yours is also open. Throw away, open the gate, remove the key, and let the person be set free in the name of Jesus. 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 So set them free. Release them. Forgive. Offense will come. Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, it's impossible that offense will not come, but woe to that to whom the offense comes. So release that person, forgive, refuse to be offended. You just intentionally say, no, I don't want to go on that side. I want to forgive you. I don't want to be in that area. Forgive and set them free in the name of Jesus. Another area, just quickly, I have about 8 minutes left, is the area of forgiving yourself. Have you seen that? Even myself, I'm preaching to myself. Sometimes I hold myself too much in high standard, and I'm like criticizing myself. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. I haven't done that. But relax. Relax. Let the grace and peace come to set us free from any act of guilt. Pains of the past. Maybe we have added a wasted time. We look back and say, oh my Lord, look at what I have achieved. Look at what I have not achieved. And sometimes we compare ourselves with other people. No, we don't compare ourselves with other people. If you compare yourselves with other people, you have blood pressure. That is the true fact. Many people have achieved a lot. And you, maybe you achieve nothing. Then how do you feel? Is blood pressure just jump through the roof? Okay? So it's not about achieving a lot. It's about achieving God. Achieving God is the most important thing. Achieve God. Are you achieving God a lot? Yeah, it's the most important area that we need to concentrate on. Are you achieving him much? Yes. Concentrate on that. Let's achieve more. It's never too late. Let's continue to achieve more. Let's ask the grace of God to help us to achieve more. So, forgive yourself. Set yourself free. Release yourself from any kinds of guilt, any kinds of pains of the past, any kinds of wasted time. Maybe you look back, you're looking back on your failures. You say, oh, why did I do this? Why did I do that? Just forgive ourselves. Let's move on. Let's release ourselves from all of unforgiveness. And let's set ourselves free. Realize that when we do that, we're able to forgive others and set others free as well. So let's set ourselves free now. Okay, Father, I set myself free. I forgive myself. I forgive me, O God, for what I should have done. I did not do it. I forgive myself, O Lord. And I release myself from any spirit of guilt, any spirit of the past, pains of the past, wasted time, spirit of looking back. I set myself from all this spirit in the name of Jesus. Right now, from today, Lord, help me to begin to do what you want me to do. Help me accomplish the purpose for which you created me. Help me to achieve all that you want me to achieve. That what you don't want me to achieve, remove me from my sight. Let me not waste time on things that are not in your purpose. And let me fulfill your purpose in the name of Jesus. Pray more. Pray, ask God to do it. He will do it in the name of Jesus. And let's continue to do what he has allowed us to do in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So let's set people free. Let's continue to ask God for his help. He will help us. He will lead us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We worship you. And we need to love people. We need to love people. You remember when he was talking in the book of John? Okay, let's go there quickly. I have about 3 minutes left. Okay, the book of John, chapter 15, chapter 14. Okay, chapter 14. Okay, chapter 14. Now, he's saying in verse 12, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater work than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Greater work than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So realize that he is your friend. He is your Father. So greater works you will do if we just acknowledge him. If we come to him. If we are in prayer. If we ask anything in his name, he will do greater works than this he will do. Hallelujah. And one of the things I need to talk about before we finally hang up is in chapter 15. Okay. It talks about you having a greater love. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Laying down one's life for his friends. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. You are his friends if you do whatever I command you. It's so important in our life that we need to be a friend's keeper. We need to be what? A friend's keeper. How do we know if we are his child? You see, Jesus was talking in John 14. He said, John 14, 23. Jesus answered and said to him, that is, to his disciples, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Verse 24, he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. Yes. So, and he who keeps my commandment, that is verse 21, he who has my commandment and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me, we will love him. will be my love by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. It's so nice, all that area, so nice. And remember, he loves you, he cares for you, and he continue to care for you to the ends of the year and beyond. So we will enter the year 2020 with him. He is the one that gives life. He's the author of lives, and he's our protector, our guardian. He's our leader, he's our Father. He cares for you, he cares for the whole world. All we just need to do is come to him and appreciate him and continue to be around. We are not living. We are not living, so he's the one who will keep us in the name of Jesus. So, my dear brother, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. See you next time.